the Wizard Team, a Harry Potter cast for true Potterheads. Each week we discuss a chapter from the series with all of our knowledge of the Wizarding World. Be warned, this is a spoiler-heavy podcast. I'm Bayana.
And I'm Robin. We're really excited to go chapter by chapter and discuss all of our thoughts and feelings about the original book series. But that's over now. So today we're discussing scenes 115 to 120 of Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald.
But it's the end, so that's, like, the good news about this, is it's the last episode of The Crimes of Grindelwald, and that's what we love to see. But first, we have some announcements and reminders. This is an interactive podcast, so we want to know your thoughts, so please feel free to tweet along with us. Use the hashtag WizardTeam on Twitter to join the conversation.
Love our website, love Wizard Team, have a few extra galleons lying around. Support Black Girls Create, check out our Patronus perks, or send us a cheering charm at blackgirlscreate.org/support.
And we have Black Girls Create merch. Head over to our website to step up your nerd, fashion, and stationery game.
And if you want to support us but don't have the funds to do so, rate and review us on iTunes.
Also subscribe to Black Witches Weekly, our newsletter curated by Wizard Bay Deborah with nerd news and links to what's been going on. If you want to be in the know, be sure to subscribe. You can do that at blackgirlscreate.org.
And now for Wizard Team News. This month's creator is writer, editor, and candlestick maker, Tygan. I love that. It's like a baker.
The butcher, baker, candlestick maker.
Yeah. But all of those things are Tygan. Find out more about her at our website, blackgirlscreate.org.
And we're going on hiatus. So this episode is our last for a couple months before we come back for a new series we're calling Wizard Team in the Time Room. So that'll be cool. We'll get a little bit of time to chill, and then, well, sort of, relatively, and then we will be back for some fun things.
Yes, it's gonna be really fun, I think. So far, we've had, like, preliminary conversations, and I'm excited for Wizard Team in the Time Room. Join us August 21st through 23rd for the Kumba Kickback. This will be our summer digital con, and it's a celebration of creators and fans of color. We'll have some dope special guests, some programming. The schedule's coming soon, so make sure that you're watching our Twitter and our website for updates.
Magical birthdays. So shout out to Cass, whose birthday was Monday. Shout out to Brittany, whose birthday is today. Shout out to Bianca, whose birthday is Saturday. Shout out to JC as well, I guess. Oops, he dropped something.
The disrespect.
I just felt like you were gonna hit him with the thing, so I wanted to give the members of our community and our audience their type, and then like you could do what you're gonna
do. Just, you know, I've been rocking with JC Chazé, Joshua Scott Chazé, for the past 47 years? Damn.
Robin, you're 47 years old?
No, but he is.
Okay, but you've been rocking with him for 47 yes. years.
When God had him come down, I was up in heaven in utero, you know, like in the clouds.
I was in the clouds.
Like, you did that one, Jesus. Ooh. Ooh. If only I come down looking like that. You did that one. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Happy birthday to my mans. You're wonderful. Release an album. Like yesterday. Hell, release a SoundCloud link and just drop some nonsense. You know, I don't care. Go on TikTok. Start a TikTok and sing in your kitchen. I don't know. Just sing. Just do that. Just do that.
Okay. Yeah. Is that it?
I have a tangent.
Oh, tangent time.
This is a quick one, y'all. So, one thing. Arsenal. Come on, you Gunners. FA Cup champions, thank you. This is not about that, though. This tangent is for the fact that Giannis Antetokounmpo is downstairs wearing a sick jersey that my brother should buy me if you're listening to this podcast, which you don't, but we already talked about it on the phone when I called you. Mm-hmm. Giannis is downstairs, and he's about to just embarrass James Harden in a way that is, like, really, like, good for my soul, and I think, like, healing, you know? Like, the level at which I expect for Giannis to make James Harden cry is very healing. And yet, I'm up here about to open Crimes of Grindelwald. And I just think that we should all just stop and acknowledge that we do this for y'all. and the sacrifices that we make. And, you know, drop the Cash App or something. You know what I mean? Like, become a Patronus. You know, I just like support. Because this isn't easy. This is work. This is work. That's it. I just thought it should be said. Like, in perpetuity. Like, when someone is catching up on this, like, 5 years from now, I think that they should know that on this day in 2020, during a pandemic, when hope is so few and far between, and you gotta grab joy where you can, I am currently talking about crimes of Grindelwald.
I'm really sorry. Meanwhile, I'm like, Delia had a question about Naruto, and I'm like, well, in the Wu-Tang... It's okay. We're almost done. So, like, we are. It, you know what I mean?
We're doing it, but...
Yeah. It's okay.
Whew. Whew. All right.
Previously on Wizard Team... Oh, Lord. I really... Can you do it this time? I hated it. It was dumb. It was the worst.
Previously... Let me end on... What are we on? We ended on... The squad, the squint, the whatever, whoever, the ragtag bunch of wizards that we've been kind of following for the past however many chapters found themselves in a mausoleum and looking for, what were they even looking? There was a box? I don't know. They were in the mausoleum. And then somehow they went from the mausoleum into an underground amphitheater. And then Grindelwald and his homies were there. And then it was like, y'all remember that scene in Bad when Michael comes, well, when there's like the gang and they're circling each other and they're like doing the little like knife jabs.
And beat it?
And beat it.
Okay, cool. Because in my head, I was like, I was going to say, you ain't bad.
You ain't nothing. I mean, that could also, Bad also kind of works. But in Beat It, and then they're like circling each other. So that's basically what's happening. It's like the orbs and then Grindelwald and his crew. And then there's like a bunch of like people just like watching. And then we're supposed to believe that Newt is Michael and he's about to like stop them with the power of dance. But in actuality, what happens is that none of this matters. And a girl gets killed. And then Grindelwald makes that like a thing about how the orbs and the muggles need to be stopped, and they're the freedom fighters. And then he summons a ring of fire. So maybe he's not... No, this isn't Michael Jackson. This is more of a Johnny Cash situation. So we fall into a burning ring of fire. Some of them go down, down, down as the flames go higher. So Queenie falls into the burning ring of fire. She's good. She's a Nazi. But then Leeta... It burns that ring of fire. That's what happened. I hope y'all followed that. Leeta died, Queenie a Nazi, Credence went with Grindelwald, but Nagini was like, no thank you. And then they were blasting curses at each other, and then they were like, oh wait, we could just apparate.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Grindelwald hates Paris.
Grindelwald hates Paris, which, you know, good. Stay away. I love Paris, so... More for me, I guess. And that was it. I could have done that better, but I don't care.
I mean...
Y'all don't care.
All right. Well, first, real quick, let's take a break for our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot... Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
All right, scene 115. So we left off with the apparating, and so now they've apparated out of the... Okay, so no. So it's Newt, Theseus, Tina, Jacob. Did you say that Leeta died?
Leeta died. Okay, cool. Yeah, she fell into the burning ring of fire. The flames went higher.
Yeah. So, Newt, Theseus, Tina, Jacob, and Kama, who apparently was there the whole time.
He was gone.
Apparently.
We saw him at the beginning. We see him again.
Yeah, we didn't see him.
He wasn't in a shot.
He was at the very beginning of the scene when they were like, oh, it's Grindelwald. Let's like close up on everybody to make sure they know that we're watching Grindelwald. And then didn't pop up at all in any of the fights. No, everybody else is apparating. Apparently he stayed. We don't know why, because he has no reason to be there anymore. Credence is not the person he's supposed to be going after. What?
Acolyte Chella. Continue.
Okay. So yeah, so he's just here, apparently.
Nazi Chella.
With Nagini. So he apparates Nagini.
What?
Apparently. So they apparate out of the amphitheater, but not away from the cemetery?
Mm-mm.
So they just do a short little, instead of going to, like, I don't know, the Eiffel Tower for, like, that gratuitous shot, or, like, you know, the Ministry of Magic, something. They just apparate out, like, from underground, above ground, so now they're just, like, outside of the mausoleum. Black fire pursues them like a mini-headed hydra erupting out of every mausoleum. And so, just isn't really clear why they didn't just leave. But Flamel arrives late as hell. Now all of a sudden he was told that he had to be there and they're counting on him, and this nigga came
at the
final hour. Everything's already done. You know, some already left.
It's like the Real Housewives of Atlanta thing where when the Candy showed up to Nene's party, like 6 hours later she just closed the door and she kicked them all out.
Oh yeah, that was one where they all showed up to her house. Hell late.
Yeah. She was like no. Party's over.
She's like, no,
you gotta go. Goodbye.
Yeah. So the cemetery is on the verge of destruction. The fire Grindelwald has unleashed is out of control. It forms dragon like creatures intent on annihilation. So I guess it's like black fiend fire?
But it was like a completely in control ring of fire. And then.
But now I guess because Grindelwald's not
because
there.
Because he left?
It's not.
And he didn't prevent forest fire? Smokey is mad at him? He didn't cover his
no,
embers,
I guess
whatever.
He was just like, nah, they gotta follow. I really don't know. I don't know. It don't make sense. I guess maybe he left and was just like, I mean, let it burn.
Are you now singing Usher in your head?
I wasn't, but as soon as I said it, I did. But I didn't want to, like, attribute Grindelwald to Usher, so, like, it was one of those, like,
they all got
nothing
to
do
with each other. But you paused, mm-hmm. And then that let my brain go.
Yep. Let it burn.
Yep.
Yeah. So, Flamel goes, together, in a circle, your wand into the earth, or all of Paris will be lost. Like, all of Paris?
All of Paris? Paris is big. Paris is, like, five New Yorks.
And, like, at this point, we've already done, like, the big thing. So, this is just unnecessary, you know? Like, it's just, like, I mean, the stakes were already high. Like,
they weren't,
but, like, the stakes were as high as they were gonna get and be believable. And now, at this point, who gives a fuck about all of Paris? We barely seen Paris.
I also love that you have to put your wand
in the earth. And they all know that they have to use Finite as the spell. Somehow they know it's all gonna work if you just... And I just... Again, why in the earth? Is it, like... No. Because even in Naruto, water style defeats fire, not earth.
You know why? I figured it out. Because this fire is Protego Diabolica. So it's the devil's flame. So you have to put your wand in the earth, closer
to
hell.
Back to, from whence it came.
Yes. Uh-huh. That's what happened. I got it.
So our heroes.
Minus Jacob! He can't do shit.
He just said it. Literally, there was no reason for him to come back. It would have just been like, oh, that's cute. Everybody would have been like, wow, I miss Jacob. He used to do things, but not really. And now he's just been walking around, just getting in trouble.
You know what, though?
Not that I don't like
the
Jacob,
actor,
but he's not. He's just
is
not.
Just like, cool, am I in this shot? Run me my check. And yeah, I'm here for that.
I'm just gonna stand here. They plunge their wands into the earth. It takes almost superhuman power to contain Grindelwald's demonic fire. They're magic. Like, everybody's superhuman. That's already a thing. Literally, that's the whole point.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
Cool,
because
I was just like, they're magical. That
are
is,
they calling Cap?
Are they?
The like, shield exists in the wizard world.
We need to call Xavier. Like, do they need to be with the mutants, because how are they all of a sudden using superhuman power?
But in general, though, if the Wizarding World was engulfed into Marvel's universe, wizards would totally be X-Men. It's just a gene mutation. It's not like Spider-Man or... I mean, the fact that Iron Man is a superhero, it's... You know, I'm gonna let Connie have that one, but it's not like, you know what I mean, the Hulk, Spider-Man, or anything, they're X-Men. They're so, maybe Maybelline.
Yeah.
They're not even Inhumans, who get a little... I mean, I guess they are born with that, too, but you gotta have, like, an activation. You gotta get the curl activator, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So... United, our heroes fight, and literally, I wrote, literally, who gives a fuck.
But I had serious Captain America, or not Captain America, no, just Captain Planet vibes. Mm-hmm. You know, they all put their wands in the rings, and then Captain Planet shows up, and that's Nicholas Flamel.
It says, and at last, their purifying fire drives Grindelwald's back. So I missed the part where they were using fire.
Yeah, it says... they are forced to combat with flames still more deadly. United, our heroes.
Well, yeah. So they're
fighting with his flames.
So what I got was, you put their wands in the earth. Superhuman power to contain the demonic flame. They are forced to combat, with flames still more. I thought that was they're combating.
They're combating his flames that are getting deadlier.
I didn't think that they were new flames. I thought they were the same flames that were coming, that Grindelwald had. That sentence is gnarly. So that's probably why I did not catch that.
Yeah. It wasn't her best writing.
It wasn't clear. And the entrances to the underground lair are sealed. They have saved the city. Which, again, is like, doesn't matter. Because the reason why I'm like, it doesn't matter is because, like, one, again, we haven't seen Paris, really. Mm-hmm. So we don't have any ties or connections to, like, this magical Paris. So we don't have any people that we particularly care for or hope they don't die other than just, like, the general human race. And, like, I mean, sure, but in this kind of thing, you need to be a little bit more specific. We don't see, like, the flames spread any further than the cemetery. We don't see them, like, popping up. Like, you remember obviously you remember. Robin does. I don't know about y'all. You may or may not have watched Doctor Who, but like when the adipose started popping out all over London out of people, like that's one where you see it happening everywhere. You're like, oh shit, like these little things come out of people's like bodies. Like, okay, that's a problem. But if it's just like, it's already, yeah, maybe it could spread or whatever, but we're not seeing these black flames like popping up across the city or popping up like in all these other places. We see them in this tiny place and it's like, I mean... Sure, but there's not enough to make it like some monumentous thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so Flamel comforts Jacob. Nagini sits in the darkness, tearful. Newt shuffles awkwardly to the bereft Theseus. They hug. And that's the thing that happens. Then Newt's gonna say, I have chosen my side. And I'm like, it took you all this?
All that.
Like, to choose your side. And again, I stick by it from when, like, early on when they were telling him he needed to choose a side. I'm like, why him specifically? Like, yes, in
everyone,
the face of fascism and, like...
We
should all choose a side. Yes, absolutely. I agree with that. But why does he specifically need to choose, like, a side in which he is essentially, like, Harry Potter? Like, why? It doesn't need to be him. He could fight. If he feels like he wants to fight and like that's what he wants to do, he can find his lane. And you know what I mean? Like, I'm all for people finding their lanes and fight for freedom. But not like just, oh no, you are the... They haven't called him the chosen one, but they're trying to like imply it in a way that doesn't make any sense.
It's also, they want to make it seem... So like, what has happened? What has happened is they went into the amphitheater for... Grindelwald's Coachella, Grindelcella, and then Newt says it's a trap, and then he and Theseus apparate out after Leda dies for no reason, and then everyone puts their wands in the thing to say finite. So what? Where has Newt been like irreplaceable, or like he isn't in the past? However many scenes, he has not done anything where everyone's like, "Woo." Newt chose a side. We're saved.
Right. He just sat there. Like, he's literally, like, his only thing this whole time, he was like, I'm not going to choose a side. And then he's, like, looking for credence. But he hasn't, there's nothing has really challenged him to do anything.
No. And it's also, for me, it's the declaration of I have chosen a side.
Yeah.
Which, okay, like, no, there's not, like, a, like, it's comparable to Jacob standing there and being like, I have chosen my side.
Right. Like, like, all right, sir, what you gonna
good
do
job
with it? Like, I don't
thank
care.
You
I do not care. Nicole says Newt has served zero purpose.
Yes.
Like, literally. The Niffler hobbles over to Newt, who picks him up. Then, so Newt and is like, oh, cool, you're okay. And then notices Grindelwald's vial in its paws. He takes the pendant, amazed. Newt tucks the vial and the Niffler inside his coat. The thing is like, it's not clear
what that vial is.
What it is, or why he's particularly amazed, or why he would know what it is from jump, but apparently he does. So,
more importantly, did y'all know there are viaducts at Hogwarts?
Literally had no clue. That was, I put a question mark under because I was like,
where that at? Is that, I'm assuming it's near the lake.
I don't know.
But like, it's a lake. It's not a, now I have to look up what a viaduct actually is, because I feel like it's a bridge-like structure, typically a series of arches carrying a road or a railroad across
the bridge.
So it's the bridge.
Along,
but it's on low ground.
Oh, well, I don't know.
So, because the bridge goes over the lake, doesn't it? Maybe not. So a viaduct is basically a bridge that doesn't go over water, I think.
I don't know. Google Hogwarts viaduct.
Yeah, because it says low ground. Wow, Google, get out of my head. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a...
was a bridge at Hogwarts Castle. It was constructed of stone spanning a large chasm. So, okay, so it basically, it's instead of going under, like, it's a bridge over a valley instead of over water.
Mm-hmm. It's the one that Harry yeeted the Elder Wand off of.
But also, was not a part of the original books.
Yeah.
Alfonso Cuarón added it because he was like, I have a mood, I have a vibe that I'm going for.
Mm-hmm.
Which they tell you about when you go to the studio tour. They're like, this wasn't actually part of anything, and it wasn't in the first two movies. But then Alfonso Cuarón was like, you know what would be good here? A bridge. And so,
I mean,
Maggie says the famous one is the Hogwarts Express in the movie going over the Scottish countryside. But that's not at Hogwarts, right? Because the Hogwarts Express stops in Hogsmeade. It's fine, whatever. It don't matter. It really, really doesn't matter.
So anyway, they're on the viaduct. Dumbledore's walking across from Hogwarts toward Newt, Jacob, Tina, Theseus, Nagini, Comma, Travers, and assorted aurors.
Why is Comma still there?
Why is Nagini there? Why is Jacob there? I mean, Jacob could be there.
Yeah.
I'm cracking up at assorted aurors, but whatever. But yeah, Nagini and Comma, like, literally have no reason to be there anymore. Like, Nagini's like, my man's gone, I'm out. Comma's like, I have no reason to even be here.
Have an unforgivable curse that I have to
figure out. That should be broken, but for some reason isn't. So I need to go
figure that out as well.
Yeah, like,
what do I gotta do
to get this shit off my wrist? Like, the
fuck? Oh my god, it's like Dragon Prince. Never mind, no spoilers. Yeah. But you should watch. Have you watched Dragon Prince? You should watch Dragon Prince. Oh my goodness.
I've watched like the beginning, but
okay. Well, in the beginning, they have the bracelets, the promise bracelets. No,
I don't remember.
All right. Wow.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Well, justice for Reyna. That's all I'm saying. Go ahead.
So Newt walks ahead alone. To meet Dumbledore. Travers moves to stop him, but then Theseus is like, I think it's best if he speaks to him alone, and I'm not really clear why. Again, because the fuck has Newt been doing this whole time? Nothing. So, but anyway, they let him do it. Then we cut to the Nurmengard Castle in Austria, scene 117. Credence is staring out at the sky, scared of what he has done, but awed by the magnificent vista. Okay. Scene 118, we're in a side room where Grindelwald and Queenie are watching, because now I guess Queenie is Prelatrix. Now she's sitting up Yep. Now she's the right
My guy. Note is, she's a trusted advisor now? Like, fuck out of here. She's out here. Fuck out of here. What do you mean?
So they're like spying on Credence, and Grindelwald asks if Credence is still frightened of him.
And Credence says, I don't know, bitch. I barely even know you. I just got here. Well, she knows. I don't know him. I don't know Credence. I don't know you.
I guess.
I don't know what Credence is feeling about you.
She can read minds or whatever the fuck. So I guess that's why. Because she's like,
sure.
Oh, I want to gauge what Credence is thinking or whatever the fuck. And so she goes, you need to be careful. He's not sure he made the right choice. Be very gentle with him. She smiles as he bows her out through a separate door. And I just am like, Queenie, sis.
Oh, why is you here?
Like, what the fuck? You have no reason for being here. All the shit you wanted to fight for, you didn't even need to fight.
You could have just moved.
You need to move. You are a woman of means, clearly. So, like, what is this for? So Grindelwald goes to join Credence and says, I have a gift for you, my boy. And he takes out a handsome wand and he presents it to Credence. But my thing is, isn't this too late? Like, he's an Obscurus. That's a thing. You don't just give an Obscurus a wand and be like, oh, you got it. Like, he needs actual schooling. And, like, Grindelwald can be the person to give him that schooling, but he needs more and, like, work to learn how to control his magic in a way that he hasn't been already. Because that's just not how the fuck... If that's how it worked this whole time, then, like, why are we here? Somebody should have been giving that kid a wand. That's all it took.
You make points. Just like Giannis just made a point. anyway, I think what she's trying to do is say that Credence is so powerful and that his obscurial energy or whatever is so innately advanced and that all you really need to do is give him the tool.
But he don't need, that is colonialist, which is, we know that J.K. Rowling is, but like, if that was the case, the whole, because that's the thing, the reason doesn't make sense, right? Like, yes, she could be saying that, but it doesn't make any sense.
No.
Because there are magical people in this world that she has said who can use magic without a wand, and they are not inherently obscurial or out of control. The point of an obscurus is someone who has been traumatized and abused and like their magic has been suppressed in a way that makes it so that it explodes at these random times. And like, yes, Credence is special or whatever and he can control it in some other way, but that doesn't mean that the wand is the thing,
right? Especially because he has figured out how to control obscurial energy. He has not figured out magic.
He doesn't know spells.
He doesn't, yeah.
He doesn't, like, he can't, like, that stuff, you have to be taught. Like, you don't
just, all he knows how to do is
Wingardium Leviosa. Like, right. No, he don't, the Latin doesn't just pop up in his head.
Yeah.
Like,
he is the wizarding version of the Hulk. Like, Hulk smash, Credence obscure. Ish. I don't know. Obscure-sh.
Obscure-sh.
I don't know. But, like, that's what it is. It's just, like, there's, like, it's a focused rage as right. opposed to an unfocused rage. Like, that's the big difference between Credence the Obscurial and Ariana the Obscurial. Right. Like, Ariana was unfocused, and it just, like, you got. And then Credence is able to, like, channel that, but it's still just destructive energy. We did not see him in any parts of these movies, do magic. We've seen him blow up buildings, blow up a circus. That's it. He's right. been blowing up shit.
Maggie says, have we talked about why it's a miracle Hagrid or anyone with snap wands didn't turn into an Obscurial? Which, like, before, I'd be like, no, it makes sense because they learned how to, like, control their magic in certain, like, you know, with the wand beforehand. Now, I don't know. I don't know. I have no answers.
Nicole says they're inventing rules on the fly, which is what it is. It's just like, I can't tell you. Cause...
And like not keeping track. And it's really just like, I don't know. He's powerful. That's what I care about.
Yeah.
So we're back at Hogwarts. We see that Dumbledore is hollow-eyed. His usual calm has gone. He's a man at the end of his tether. And
I did not see that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't remember
that. I saw Jude Law.
Did he even look roughed up at any
point? No, he looked a little concerned.
I don't remember him. And also, like, why would he be though? Is it because, like, the last time we saw him, he was looking in the mirror of Erised, and then he's supposed to just been spiraling?
He's been, like, clutching his head and...
So it messed up the gel a little bit, so it's just a little, like...
I think so.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember.
I literally... Much, but I'm, like, searching my mind. I have no...
I remember this part because I remember because he says, is it true about Lita? And my, when I was watching it, I was like, bitch, how you know that?
How would you know? We just got here.
And I know you're Dumbledore, but how would you know?
It just happened. Maybe he has like one of those things where Flamel, like somebody maybe, dies like, and it just like the petal falls off of the flower.
Fox is one of his, he loses the feather.
He loses the feather for every like friend Dumbledore has that dies. Dumbledore's like, I'm so sorry. Newt pulls out the vial. Dumbledore stares at it, simultaneously tormented and amazed.
I didn't see that either.
Nope. And Newt says, it's a blood pact, isn't it? You swore not to fight each other. But, like, why would he know this just from getting a random-ass vial from a Niffler?
I mean, he could know... Nicole said he felt it through the Force. He could know that it's a blood pact, but he can't know what the blood pact is because, really, what that blood pact, to me... More realistically, that is a purity pledge. Like, I'm not going to mess with nobody. And you're not going to mess with nobody. we promise to only mess with each other. That's what
It could have been. Like,
that seems more realistic than a we're not going
to
fight.
We're not going to fight. Like, I don't understand why that would make sense, especially... And, like, when they would have time to do that within the timeline.
Ariana dies.
And then immediately they're like,
I gotta dip.
Cut your hand. Like, we gotta swear not to ever fight each other. Like, when would that have happened? It doesn't make sense. Yeah. So then Dumbledore's like, how in the name of Merlin did you manage to get? And then the Niffler shows up. And then Newt says, Grindelwald doesn't seem to understand the nature of things he considers simple.
If and I said,
shut the fuck up.
That sounds real familiar.
I said, girl, bye.
How
like are
you
we,
get fired on your day off,
are
Craig?
We really going to like we're going to Voldemort with some like and this is like Voldemort like diet Voldemort, this shit ain't even like
this is
it doesn't bang the way it did
Voldemort zero
when we were talking about Voldemort, it doesn't
Voldemort zero.
And why is Newt saying it and because... why like and it's not hitting the same and we've been told this before and I'm bored.
Yes.
Basically.
But I have to just make, again, the point. Voldemort zero, because there's no caffeine and no sugar. So it don't taste right, and it don't even help you stay up. So yeah. Why?
What's the point?
Maggie said Voldemort tab. Mr. Pibb. God, why does this exist?
So then Dumbledore raises his hands to show the admonitors, which are the things that I guess are supposed to keep him from teaching Defense Against the Dark Arts. And then Travers raises his wand. Oh, no, Theseus raises his wand, and the admonitors fall from his wrist, so I guess he's free now?
What is the point of the Wizengamot?
What was the point of the admonitors, period? Then what was the point of any type of, like...
There's no, like, review board. No. We open this with Newt going to, like, a board?
Did Travers go, like, put these shits on Dumbledore's wrist in the middle of the school year and then leave? Or did he, like, go talk to Professor Dippet and be like, yo, I need you to make a staff change? Did he, like, has he done anything to, like, make sure that the school's cool? Or he was like, nah, we just can't have Dumbledore. What happened to the kids who were in their OWL year? In their new years. What were they doing?
Just having to catch up and do a lot of, like, after school.
It was the first Dumbledore's
a lot party. Of, like, extra credits.
Gotta teach it to themselves.
A lot of study halls.
Ugh. So then Newt's like, can you destroy it? Dumbledore goes, maybe. Overcome, tearful. He tries to speak cheerfully. He asks the Niffler if he wants a cup of tea. Newt's like, he'll have some milk. Hide the teaspoons.
Because you get it. Because the Niffler steals.
And the others walk slowly after them. So I guess they're just going to go have tea or something. Nicole asks who the Travers is. I think he is an Auror or some shit.
Yeah, he's the Auror that like came into Hogwarts.
He's the one
way back
to,
when.
No, first he tried to hire Newt, but already had that other dude on retainer. What happened to him?
He got killed, didn't he? No.
No, he didn't.
He didn't. He went to Grindelwald.
He went to Grindelwald.
And he was like, I did what I had to do.
And then left, and then has not shown up again. The level 7 dude.
Yeah,
Grimson. He just disappeared.
He just left.
Because Kravers is the one who hired Grimson after Newt said he wasn't going to kill Credence.
He also, like, went to Hogwarts when they, like, kind of semi-operated into Hogwarts, but they didn't operate in Hogwarts. And then he confronted Dumbledore about, while Dumbledore was teaching defense against the dark arts, and was like, we need you to, or we need you to tell us what Newt's up to. And he was like, I don't know.
I'm teaching class.
And then he put him in these admonitors and said, you can no longer teach defense against the dark arts because you're Snape.
In fucking November. Like, what? Huh. Okay. Scene 120. So we're back at Nurmengard. Grindelwald says, you have suffered the most heinous of betrayals. And I want to just point out that his biggest betrayal has been by Grindelwald. We saw it happen. We were there. Mm-hmm. Right? Where he told him, you were nothing. You're just a filthy squid.
No. When he said, I'm fine and I look like Colin Firth, and said, I'm kidding. I look like Johnny Depp. That was the betrayal.
Maybe that's what it was.
That was it. That was the bigger one. I mean, he also betrayed him that way too, but the biggest betrayal was being like, I look like Colin Firth, like Colin Farrell. Just kidding.
Most purposely bestowed upon you by your own blood, your own flesh and blood. And just as he has celebrated your torment, your brother seeks to destroy you. Okay. Credence inhales sharply. Grindelwald throws... Oh, he has a chick... What? Okay, sorry. I know what's happening, but the way that it's worded does not make any fucking sense. So it says, Credence inhales sharply. His chick steps gingerly onto Grindelwald's palm. What chick? This is the first time we're hearing of it. It doesn't say a chick. It just says
his chick.
What? Where? Nagini?
My chick dad. My chick. My chick step up on Grindelwald's palm.
Yikes. So Grindelwald throws it in the air where it catches a light. This nigga just loves drama. This is some hookah ass shit. There is a legend in your family that a phoenix will come to any member who is in dire need, which is still the dumbest shit I've ever heard. And, like, are the phoenixes Hogwarts? Like, I'm just trying to figure out what the fuck. So then, given room at last, the bird stretches its wings and becomes full size, which is also not how phoenixes work.
Not at all!
They don't go from being babies, burst into flames, and become adult. Grow up, burst into flames, and die, and then
become reborn.
Like, it's a cycle. It's like a very specific cycle. And so, what? Grindelwald says, it is your birthright, my boy, as is the name I now restore to you. And then he whispers, Aurelius Dumbledore. I really hope, like, part of me really wants to, like, I want somebody to text me or tweet me, DM me. When this movie comes out, and if you so choose to go see it, tell me that this shit is, like, false. Like, that Grindelwald is just deciding, like, oh, no, I'm going to tell him he's a Dumbledore, and then he really going to work with me because he's going to feel all betrayed by his family, and then I'm going to really get
out. It's a reverse Ray?
Yeah, or some shit. Where they're like,
your parents are nobody. I'm just kidding. You're a Palpatine. This except time you're a Dumbledlore. Just kidding.
You're actually nobody. That might actually hit. But I won't be there to see it, nor am I interested. But if it happens, somebody, like, you know, just be like, tweet, oh, you were right, Byron. And I'd be like, for sure, I don't care. But thank you for doing the thing that I told you to do. You know?
I care on the lowest.
Like, it's one of those things that I passively want to know. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to actively look for it. I'm not like, you know, but if I learn it, it's like, cool.
Additional information.
Yeah.
I hate it. So Maggie says, between this cursed child, Rise of Skywalker, everyone's obsessed with people being related to each other, and it's so lazy.
That's exactly
it really is, because they've established who Harry Potter is, right? They establish who Palpatine. They established who Palpatine was, but they also established, like, he was the antithesis of Luke and Leia Skywalker. So they don't have to do any more writing.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like, you say, she puts all these fucking characters in here, and they're all related to somebody, and don't actually come up off the page. Like, they don't have any personality or anything, and it's like, you could have spent all that time that you spent trying to connect, like, fucking Travers is, I guess, either the father or grandfather of a fucking Death Eater. Like, she's putting all these things in here so that we are like, oh, like, I get that, and then you want us to believe that the Wizarding World is bigger than it is when everybody's related to everybody. Like, it just don't make any sense. And it also stifles the story. Like, it strangles it, and it's not interesting, and I'm bored and annoyed.
Nicole says
Okay, the other thing, too. Sorry.
No, go keep on.
I wanted to... I had Googled this, but now I don't feel like Googling it. But the timeline of when Credence would have been able to be born does not make sense. So I'm like, maybe it's the cousin. No, Google when Kendra died.
Like Google just knows. Stop listening to me, bitch. 1899.
How old is Credence supposed to be?
Credence Barebone. Still funny. It's still funny. Credence was born in 1901.
So how the fuck does that make sense? Kendra's supposed to have died 2 years before.
Oh my god, this is disgusting. No, this is disgusting. It's Ariana's baby. Because she was... Her trauma was that she was... You know that woman love her a rape. So, that is what it is. Oh my god.
You're going to be like, plot twist. It's.
I am disgusted. That's what it is. And Credence caught his obscurial. It wasn't through trauma that he became an obscurial. He was an obscurial because his mama was an obscurial, and she passed it, down through.
You know, I know that we don't actually know that to be true, but knowing J.K. Rowling, that's what she's doing. Y'all don't let me know. It's cool. I don't need to know. It's fine. I take it back.
Christina popped up just with a yikes.
Literally, because what? But that, I mean, unless Percival got out of Azkaban and got busy, that's the only other alternative.
Or got busy in Azkaban.
That too, but like, that's a little harder, I feel like, with all the Dementors around. I would assume. I don't actually know. Anyway.
Nicole says he was born from trauma, so he became that trauma.
So.
Which might sound like poetic or whatever, but it's actually disgusting.
It is.
Just for all of you future or current writers out there looking for inspiration, thisaintit.org.
.edu. Credence turns.
Ew.
The power of his obscurus can at last be channeled, which again does not make sense. He can now he points his wand at the window. A spell that we don't know, of immense power, shatters glass and breaks apart the mountain. Is he, like, Daisy Johnson? Like, the fuck? Now he's breaking apart mountains with his spell, but he ain't got no...
What
spell? He doesn't have any spells, because he just got the wand.
Spell?
He hasn't been in school. The whole point is he hasn't been taught how to use magic in a way that he could channel it.
What did he do? He points the wand.
And the mountain says...
When Harry Potter pointed the wand, some sparks came out of it, I guess. What is the point of Hogwarts?
I mean, I think we've kind of determined that Hogwarts really ain't shit, so... Maybe that's the point. Maybe that's her thesis. Credence
Yeet
stands...
this book out the window!
Credence stands staring through the shattered glass at his handiwork. He is extraordinary, and this is just his beginning. I crossed it off and wrote goodbye, because...
I don't know whose beginning it is, but this is my end.
It's the end. It's the end.
I am out.
We're at the end of the road.
I can't
to tuck this behind my copy of The Trans Magical Care. I'll just never see it again. It'll be great.
I really think that's it. I never looked up the date of birth of the time. I never.
Like, looked up the timing of that. Yeah, that's probably what it is.
And Nicole said Credence aimed his frustration at the mountain. And that then...
At the mountains.
We have watched from the mountain as your magical advancements have been overseen by an obscurious. We will not have it.
I have no MVP.
Who did you bitch?
J.K. Rowling, because the fuck is this? Didn't nobody ask for it? Didn't nobody want none of this? We can see your bullshit coming from a mile away. I would like you to leave, take your money, and go. And just, like, shut the fuck up. Goodbye. Thank you.
It is... What you said, like, we can see it coming from a mile away. It is... astonishing. I remember, and this is like recent because Ami just read this, when we find out that Peter Pettigrew is Wormtail, is Scabbers. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo! I have not had a moment like that from anything that she has written. Since? I mean, not since, but, you know. And it's just...
It's been since 2007. That's, what, 13 years ago?
Wow, I've been out of college all week. That's crazy. I'm old. So I shouldn't be shocked. I'm dead inside.
I'm just saying, it's been a fucking long time. And I think that's part of the thing, though.
Go Scrooge McDuck in your millions and leave us the fuck alone.
Yes, but I think that that's the thing. Is that we've all been in Harry Potter for longer, right? Like, we've all, like, in our heads, we're like, she's been brilliant for hella long, but 2007 is when Deathly Hallows dropped. I have not, like, I've read The Casual Vacancy that one time, and I feel like I liked it at the time, but, like, I don't remember nothing from it. And I was also, like, as I was reading it, I was just like, it's J.K. Rowling. Like, I wasn't really...
Yeah.
And, like, the mystery books are fine, I guess. I didn't read the last one.
Don't.
But, like, I won't. Definitely not now, but, like... It's been 13 years. Like, she had her little moment, and we carried it on for her, but that was the last moment that she really had.
Yeah.
And, you know.
It is. Mm-hmm. Awful. Same. So, yeah, she's benched. Ariana says the first lady of the bench herself, J.K. Rowling, is benched. Amani benches me for breaking his brain and spirit, but, like.
Oh, wait. Sorry.
We were set up for that.
Just want to put, because Ariana did ask how old Ariana was in 1901. She was dead, too.
She was dead in 1901?
Because she also was like, she only died a few months after her mom. I mean, allegedly. Obviously.
So
it's like, we act like they not going to fudge the timeline.
Ew, because then is she like, Dumbledore's? Well, yeah, they're going to fudge the timeline.
They've already done. They melting wands. They're doing a lot of shit. McGonagall has been in this whole shit.
McGonagall. So,
honestly, it don't really matter. It don't even matter. It's probably Robin's probably right, unfortunately, but it's not because of the time. Like, the timeline says it. It's just because J.K. Rowling does not give a fuck.
Ew. Nicole benches Joe, the WB. Who directed this? Steve Kloves, right? No. What's his name?
David Yates.
David Yates directed that. He benched too. Who published it? Scholastic. They benched too. So, all of them are benched. Via Nicole. Maggie benches JK for trying her very best to steal our joy in every way possible. Any goodness related to her works comes from the community in spite of her. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Like, yeah. Amani said, not gonna lie, Albus being a deadbeat daddy would be the only thing that could redeem this for me. My petty levels would rise. Yeah. Yes, Ariana, she was born in 1885, so she would be 15-ish, which J.K. Rowling would love that. She would love that about a trauma for no reason, for just because she can, because she's even so pro-woman.
Even though she was dead. That part is what's going to kill me, because if it's true, I'm going to just be like...
Wait, no, but also, if it's true, that means that... Ariana dies in childbirth, Murat Gaunt dies right after childbirth, Lita's mama dies right after childbirth, because she loves women. She wants to love and support and protect women.
I just realized I needed to take a second, and like, by the time it comes out, I probably won't care, but it's important to have screenshots and receipts on you at all times. So I'm going to just screenshot before the wiki, you know.
Can change. Because they sure enough did change like Pottermore at that one
point.
Yeah,
and like Newt's Hole back. Like they republished Fantastic Beasts.
Yep.
They're
like, oh, just kidding.
So, yeah, we finna screenshot. Cool.
Thank you for joining us on this journey.
Yeah, I mean, we're done.
We're done.
Love that. Welcome to a brand new day.
I can faithfully tell y'all that
this is as bad as it's gonna get.
When the But also when the third movie, whatever, comes out and she wants to publish those screenplays, don't send us money. We're not buying them. We're not reading them. You can't pay me enough. I really hope
that when it happens, it'll be enough that, like, I won't even know. Like, somebody will just be like, oh, that new, like, J.K. Rowling. And I'm like, oh,
what happened?
What's going on? She's putting out another movie. I'm like, oh, that?
No, it's going to be, oh, that's out?
Oh, that's crazy.
It's going to be, you get a thing from HBO, like, oh, come check out the crime.
We got movie 3 on HBO.
Yeah, now. And you're like, well, when did that come even out on theaters? I missed it.
It's fine.
Yeah, I'm not. I refuse.
No. But thank you for listening. We will be back in October for Wizard Team in the Time Room. So make sure to follow along. Let us know. Well, follow along for this. Like, for this chapter, let us know your MVPs and bench or your thoughts on this particular section. Join the conversation on Twitter at @BlackGirlsCreate, #WizardTeam. And we will see you in a couple months.
Yeah. A good month.
Month-ish. I don't know math. It's gonna pop up like tomorrow for us anyway, so like
we can be like, oh, we got a break, and then we're like, where did that break go?
All of a sudden it's October.
It's like, October. Oh, shit. And we've been working the whole time.
Yeah. But yeah, thanks.
Bye.